This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay, so this weekend, no surprise, big graduation weekend. We are very, very grateful that COVID calmed down enough for us to be able to have a graduation. I really feel bad for the class of 2020 not getting their graduations and those schools that couldn't find an outside arena or they were nervous about COVID at the time when the pandemic was still at its height. So we are very, very grateful we've had graduation. That should not, though, imply that your behavior during a graduation should change in any way, all right? And so one thing that parents like to do is embarrass the graduate. We don't mean to go out and embarrass the graduate. We go to a graduation thinking we're going to have phenomenal posture. We are going to do our graduate proud, looking like parents that care about our kid. We go to the graduation expecting to, you know, make our kid look good beyond their accomplishment of graduating high school. So my son graduated high school. Big kudos to Bishop Gorman for putting up with his butt for 4 years. Couldn't have done it myself. Definitely couldn't have homeschooled. Big shout out to Bishop Gorman. So they were able to have a graduation at one of the casinos, the South Point. Now I hear one of the neighboring schools got to be at Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play. So I am going to have a talk to somebody going, why couldn't we also be at the stadium? But the hotel, the South Point Hotel, did a phenomenal job. We got fantastic seats. And you know what? It was probably one of the best graduations I've ever been to, even beyond my firstborn. And so, you know, the firstborn, I'm going to start giving my firstborn a lot more crap than I used to, because unfortunately, firstborns inherently get all the credit and all the kudos. And then you have, like, the Prince Harry, the secondborn, that thinks they're never going to get the birthright or whatever there is you're supposed to get a secondborn. And, in fact, my son, he was born because of my first. You know, we wanted to give the first a brother. My son's nickname is Takitu. And the reason why we call him Takitu is because Stoney, our first one, is Taki. And when he was a kid, and a little baby. And so Brock, Taki number two, Takitu. So already everything about Brock is second to his brother. So we wanted to make sure he had, you know, a real good experience being the second born. And so you go to a graduation, and like I said, you know, we're sitting next to Dana White sitting near us. We have all these people, you know, that know us and are around us. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to embarrass my kid. And meanwhile, my older boy, Stone, decided to, you know, make mayhem. And he tells my younger one, Brock, wouldn't it be funny if you're up there on stage and they call your name, you get your diploma, and then you start going the wrong way. And then just act confused, like, wait, where do I go? What do I do here? Until somebody has to escort you off the stage. Wouldn't that be funny? I'm like, no, that wouldn't be funny. Okay, no, bad boys, no. Well, of course, Brock does that. He gets up on stage, then starts to go the wrong way, then acts like, where do I go? And, you know, my son is screaming like, ooh, yeah. Again, I'm like, oh, you guys are complete idiots. And the parents are texting me, going, is your son okay? You know, he went the wrong way. And I go, no, he's an idiot, because he and older brother decided to kind of put their little, you know, footprint. You know, there's carbon footprints, comedic footprint into the graduation. I don't know where they get it from, but definitely I had a talk to them after that. But, you know, you as a parent, you're like, okay, I don't want my kid embarrassed, like walking off the stage the wrong direction. And so you're like, okay, you know what, we're going to cheer loud, but we're not going to make a mockery of it, or we're not going to make a spectacle. While you're sitting there, now, remember, our last name is Wax. So we have hundreds of kids before my kids. So you start getting bored. And you start watching and seeing what's going on with the other kids as they're going up there. And, you know, you hear other parents go, yeah, woo! You hear fog horns. You hear, you know, other sorts of, I guess, noise. I've been to so many graduations that I forget which one is which. And then you're like, well, wait a second, we really got to cheer well for our kid. And then all of a sudden, like a Billy something comes up there, and you hear, yay! And that's it. And you're like, oh my gosh, where are his parents? You know, what's going on with him? See, me, for my first graduation was high school. My dad had to go to my brother's because my brother's 4 years younger. So he was graduating, middle school. Meanwhile, I was graduating high school, so my mom was there. My mom's not a cheerer by any means. So when my name was called, it was, you know, Dahlia. My last name was Zodiru at the time. Dahlia Zodiru. That's all you heard. Whereas you heard Zunger, woo! So I'm like, you know what? Okay, I want my kid to feel loved. Now, some of you are like, well, that's ridiculous. Your kid's on stage. The last thing you want to do is embarrass him. Maybe it was us parents that caused him to walk the wrong way. No, because I'll tell you something. I've been on stage thousands of times. When you walk on a stage, you almost go partially deaf. I don't know what the medical term is. I should because I'm a doctor, but I don't. But in entertainment, every time I walk onto a stage, my hearing dulls. And I think it's because you go into that flight-fright response. And I've been on stage thousands of times. But knowing that you are going up on there and there are all eyes, we're talking thousands of eyes on you, apparently, no matter how well-versed you are on stage, you do get a little nervous. Now, I'm fine going on stage with people looking. But if you aren't used to going on stage, It's really deafening. So you don't hear. You know, and every parents will be like, did you hear us screaming? They said no. The kids said no, they don't. And the reason why is you actually deafen when you are in that anxiety state. So here's my husband and my son, and then he found a friend. So now they had a little, you know, cheering section. They start to scream, and I'm like, I love you, talking to, because he doesn't like when I call him talking to in public. I'm like, talking to. And so, you know, you scream all that, and he didn't even hear it. So the reason why I say it's okay to embarrass your kid is because when the kid looks back and watches the video and he hears that some parents were like screaming and others were like, I mean, that might have just been a teacher, you know, because the parents forgot to show up. Be loud. Be strong. This is your baby's big day. And you can get away with it because they can't hear anything. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this week, I think it was Saturday evening, a report came out that, well, I don't know if the report came out, but the media kind of heard that the CDC was reporting that they were in the process of investigating just a handful, just a small amount of cases where an adolescent, a teen, or a young adult might have inflammation of their heart following the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, apparently this comes from a May 17th report, so a lot of people were a little concerned that nobody said anything a few days earlier. And it takes a while for the media to kind of get wind of things. And, you know, the CDC had posted that their vast work group was just looking into these cases. Nobody needs to freak out. You know, myocarditis, which I'll explain, happens in the regular general population, but people got a little nervous going, wait a second, why are we hearing about it now on the 22nd when the report came out a few days prior? And so, of course, any little thing can cause distrust of the government, and already the government doesn't have a lot of our trust as it is. So I get a little nervous as a doctor and, you know, somebody advocating for public health and somebody who's pro-vaccine, if there's one lack of transparency, so kudos to them being transparent, but if there's any sort of choreography to the transparency, I want to make sure that the public is receptive. They'll be a little bit more. Gosh, what's the word? I'm trying to be. What's the verb for receptacle? Receiving, maybe. Anyway, a little bit more receiving of government issued guidance. So with the COVID-19 vaccine possible myocarditis cases, apparently they have been January, March, April 23rd, May 17th, they've been convening multiple times to discuss and look at some of the side effects reported through various agencies as well as the VAERS system. And it looks like there's been a handful of myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart muscle, cases. Now, they found that they were predominantly in teens and young adults in this group. I'm not saying the predominant amount of teens or young adults, but the handful of cases. They aren't telling us how many. Handful of cases were in teens and young adults. They were more often in male than female. You were more often to follow the second dose than the first. All right, and then it typically happened about 4 days after vaccination. So it sounds a little bit more like a inflammatory, maybe autoimmune sort of reaction to myocarditis. And what is myocarditis? Well, you have myocarditis is kind of like the middle of the heart, the muscle. Myo is muscle, and carditis is heart muscle. So the myocardium, the heart muscle. And so an itis is inflammation, like tonsillitis is inflammation of tonsils. Fine. Myocarditis, inflammation of the middle of the heart. So it's the muscle. And when the muscle gets inflamed, it swells a little bit. And it doesn't function as well. And we're talking about your heart. Your heart's supposed to be a pretty good pump. So in myocarditis, which, by the way, beyond vaccine, it happens in about 1 to 2 kids per 100,000. Now, again, we don't have the numbers with the vaccines. They say it's a handful. They say they think it's no greater than what we see in the general population. In fact, COVID can cause myocarditis. But basically, myocarditis, what it does is if you have inflammation of the heart, then the pump might not be able to work as well. So some people get chest pain. Some people get fatigue. Some will get shortness of breath. Some will get dizzy. Some might have a fever. Some might be nauseous, vomiting. Kids might present a little differently than adults. With adults, they might be able to pinpoint more, you know, certain symptoms. With kids, when kids get sick, they throw up. Sometimes they get diarrhea. So a child myocarditis presentation might differ a little bit from an adult. But these weren't young kids. Because, again, we haven't given the shot to young kids. And we are really investigating now young kids because of that. Currently, the Pfizer vaccine is allowed in those who are 12 years old on up. The Moderna, still waiting for approval. It's only given to those 18 on up. But what's interesting is the CDC can't say if these were Pfizer or Moderna related yet. So remember, these are also young adults, so it could be 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds. So myocarditis more commonly affects males. Now, I mean, it can happen. It can happen because of an infection, a bacterial infection, a viral infection, any sort of infection. It could happen even as a result of trauma. It could happen because of autoimmune. You know, your body is fighting a virus, like, let's say, COVID, and then the immune system gets activated, and then it starts to inflame the heart. We have had COVID-induced myocarditis patients this whole time with COVID. So when we look at the pediatric cases, what we have to do is, one, is check to see if they have COVID per se, see if they have autoimmune sort of issues, and then if they do believe that it might have been vaccine-related or vaccine-induced, then they inform the public. So they're right now in the investigative stage. Also, in terms of presentations of myocarditis, sometimes you'll get leg swelling. And the reason why I bring that up is if the heart muscle is inflamed, then it can't be the pump it needs to be. And the heart has to be able to pump. It has to fill and be able to pump the blood through. So when the muscle is inflamed, it may not act as well. You start to get backflow. That's why you can get shortness of breath, some fluid in the lungs, fluid in the legs. They're saying that if there were myocarditis cases with the COVID vaccine, they were so mild that, you know, they don't want people to panic. So the vaccine process is still going on. But parents have obviously reached out. And they're, you know, they're concerned. And I hear this from parents all the time. They go, look, you know, I'll do this for me, but I don't know if I'm going to do this for my kid. Now, how many kids have been vaccinated thus far? So we heard we're already, as of I think last week, 600,000 kids have been vaccinated for COVID, meaning the 12 to 18 age group, 600,000. Or 12 to 15, I believe. I think the 16 on up was an option for those because the Pfizer was indicated 16 on up. But a lot of parents didn't take their kids to be vaccinated. Now that it's been approved, the FDA has given an emergency approval, more parents are doing it. Plus, you're starting to hear from colleges, well, we're going to demand vaccine. We're going to mandate vaccine. Schools are like, oh, we're going to think about it. Well, Dr. Walensky and the CDC have suggested that we should have more data on pediatric vaccination by the fall. And by pediatric vaccination, hopefully all the way down to 6 months. And we spoke about why it takes so long, because you can't just give a half dose for somebody half the age of an adult. You have to kind of, you have to start low and then titrate up to see when you induce an immune system. But, you know, in terms of people having trust of the government, you know, are they going to, you know, give us trustworthy data? I believe when it comes to kids, they are. And the reason why I feel that way is it is going to be very, very difficult to keep side effects away from the public. I think parents out there, if God forbid they do have an issue with their child, it is going to be all over. And maybe social media, and maybe, you know, social media platforms are already being prepared, going, look, you're going to have a parent that's going to claim this. But, you know, if somebody calls their local news station and say, look, you know, we need to inform the parents. These local news stations, I think, are going to, you know, definitely convey the word. So I think the CDC understands that this isn't something that could be hush-hush. So they came forward. They said, look, we're investigating. Just because they had their meeting on the 17th doesn't necessarily mean they have to update their website that day. And again, is it really going to make a difference for the average public? Those who are concerned about their kids' health and nervous about it are already hesitating. Those who are like, look, I've had best friends, I've had family members die. My kid's going to take the chance. So, like I said, when people freak out about, well, the CDC shouldn't have mentioned it if it's only a handful. Yeah, they should have. If you want parents to trust the CDC, they need to be 100% transparent. And if at all a parent thinks that anything was hidden or prolonged or being kitten-gloved or any data is being cherry-picked, parents are very, you know, if you thought that the general public was being a pain in the butt when it came to masks and all that, wait till it comes to pediatric safety in terms of vaccines. So do I still think it's safe? I do. I mean, if we have vaccinated 600, maybe by today, 700,000 adolescents, and they're only talking a handful, and by handful, I'm assuming 4 or 5. I mean, if I'm assuming that, then we're talking about a myocarditis cases less than the average population, and, you know, it might not have anything to do with the vaccine. However, if we're finding that there are more cases, I would really suggest that the CDC put more attention on this, maybe even halt it if during the summer months until they could prove that it's as safe as it could be. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is proposing a budget to Congress for the fiscal year 2022 that's just under $6 trillion. Biden trying to make the case that it's time for America to spend big. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we cannot afford to spend all that money.
This is too extreme and too expensive. Think about what we're saying right here. This is what everyone has ever warned us about, that your debt becomes so large it's more than 100% of your GDP. There's no coming back from that. This sounds like Venezuela or Cuba.
Senate Republicans on Friday blocked a bill that would form a commission to probe the January 6th Capitol attack, the first filibuster of the year by the chamber's 50-vote minority. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lobbied his members forcefully against the House-passed commission measure. You're listening to USA Radio News. It's going to be a busy weekend on the road as many Americans head out for Memorial Day travel. AAA is predicting a 60% rise in holiday travelers this year after many people were cooped up during the pandemic. Regarding the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America, we still need to keep our guard up.
Yeah, the virus is out there, and those variants are out there, and they're infecting unvaccinated people. So when the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, yesterday said she worries about that population, I do too. We've got to stay very careful. If you're unvaccinated, you got to keep masked up, avoid indoor gatherings, all the things that we've been talking about over the last year, because people still remain vulnerable.
The fan who dumped popcorn on NBA player Russell Westbrook is facing some serious consequences. The Philadelphia 76ers announcing the fan season ticket will be revoked right away and that he won't be allowed into any event at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I've been, shall we say, in my 40-some, almost 50 years on this earth, seen a lot of changes in terms of people's dress and how kids dress. And when I grew up, my parents were very, very strict. They didn't want me wearing shorts. They didn't want me wearing short skirts. I had to wear pants. They just thought that I, you know, if at all I show anything above the knee, that I am being, you know, inappropriate. And maybe it's because they went through a family member who was raped brutally and wanted to protect us. Who knows? But I it was all turtlenecks and long skirts and pants for me. And mind you, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. So it definitely wasn't that easy. Now, I have noticed over the past few decades that parents have been a little bit more lenient. And I told you, during the whole bar mitzvah age, when kids are 12, 13, we are seeing young ladies who look like they're in their 20s in the way they've dressed. And I understand girls want to dress up. I don't think the way I grew up is necessarily the way to go. But I think there's a way to look nice, and there's a way to, enhance your appearance without looking slutty. Some parents, I think, overlook what some of their kids are wearing, and they don't realize it's inappropriate. But the majority of parents are like, okay, you know what? I think a dress like this should look fine. Well, necklines have dropped and continue to drop, where kids, and unfortunately, their cleavage show. I've noticed that due to styles, it's considered okay. And if it's not too revealing for the second decade, are we in the third decade? We are going into the third decade of the 21st century. As long as it just barely maybe shows a centimeter, a lot of places let it go. Well, apparently one school didn't want to. And they altered, the yearbook. So it was a Northeast Florida high school, I believe it was Bartram Trail High School in St. John's, and about 80 students who had necklines that were a little bit more revealing. I guess the yearbook was able to cover it up and add clothing to their pictures. CBS Jacksonville affiliate WJAX reports 80 students, all female, had their yearbook photos altered without their permission. So exposed shoulders and low necklines were covered up. Now, according to CBS News, officials of the St. John's County School District told the station yearbook photos must follow dress code guidelines, and they deemed the 80 pictures inappropriate. The official said the school's yearbook coordinator, a female teacher, made the decision. Yeah, that's interesting. In any job I've had, if there was an issue with, like, dress or something inappropriate, many times they would ask females or me to make the comments. You know, your skirts are too short, you might want to do, you know. And it's just because everybody's so fearful of being accused of something, to play it safe, they have a female. So officials of the school were not, able to comment to WJAX, but when you look at the pictures, yeah, you see some young girls, and there's, a little bit of cleavage showing, and then the yearbook photo covers it up. The photo still looks good, but, obviously you don't, it's a different photo. It's an altered photo. Now, I see both sides of this. All right, if a school allows somebody to be a little bit more revealing, and these kids are over under 18, they have a responsibility to not portray a child, in that manner. On the flip side, these kids feel embarrassed, ashamed, and sexualized because they had part of their skin covered up. And, sometimes it's also the angle of the photo. I've worn shirts where I don't even think it's revealing, but if somebody grabs a shot above me, you're like, oh, wait, you could see something like that, and then you're like, huh. So ninth grader Riley O'Keefe, so ninth graders are 14-year-olds. She said the situation has grown much bigger than yearbook photos. She said the double standard in the yearbook is more so that they looked at our body and thought just a little bit of skin showing was sexual. She said, but then they looked at the boys for the swim team photos and other sports photos and thought that was fine. That's really upsetting and uncomfortable. She said, you're not only affecting their photo, it's not just for protecting them, you're making them feel uncomfortable and feel like their bodies aren't acceptable in a yearbook. Then a fellow ninth grader, Zoe Iannotti, remarked to WJAX, they opened up the yearbook, saw pictures, and that was the first thing they worried about. It was unfair, and I was horrified. I was disgusted. But one mother of a 10th grade daughter of the school said she was in favor of the edits. She said, if parents aren't teaching at home how daughters should dress and dress decently, then the school has to parent. So she said that she will continue to advocate for herself and others. She said the dress code and sexualization of young girls' bodies has been happening for a long time. All the messages I get about people being thankful for me speaking out are worth it, and I do it a million times. So the school's going to refund the cost of the yearbook to parents who complained. But this is where I have an issue. I don't like employers or schools or people between a rock and a hard place. If a school, and I haven't seen all the photos, and I don't know how bad they were. But if you have 14-year-old girls and their cleavage is showing, is it the school's duty to not publish that to, you know, the thousands of children that are in that high school, as well as parents having access to it? You know, if there's a dress code and the dress code is not followed, you know, on the flip side, if child's wearing a dress and obviously somebody is evaluating their chest, it's creepy. It's really creepy, you know, to think, you know what, they thought there was cleavage, they had to then alter my photo. And so I guess what they're probably going to do then is stop doing bust photos. I think what schools are going to now do is just do the face, kind of like a passport photo. And that might be the only answer, because you can't have a school damned if they do, damned if they don't. You can't do that. If they're going to be in trouble for posting pictures of girls being, you know, a little bit more revealing, and then they're also going to be in trouble for covering it up, they're going to choose the one that makes them less liable and, you know, protect the student. This wasn't really an issue, I don't believe. I mean, I haven't looked at my previous high school photos. See, what's really interesting is with, you know, a lot of schools, when they're seniors, they have the kids, you know, do their senior photos, and then they could submit them in the graduation gown. And the graduation gown is, it covers up a lot. But people wear revealing dresses now. And then that's another question. Are we going to start okaying having cleavage? Like, I'm looking at a picture right now, Kate Middleton, there's a headline, her dress goes down just as much as some of these high school students did. Not very revealing, it's a nice dress. You know, can a woman's breast or chest be a part of their beauty? I mean, you have some girls, young girls, where they're very endowed. That was my thing, my fault. Not my fault, but I was like a triple A, and then all of a sudden I went to a triple B or C by the end of high school. And I didn't realize it, and I don't think my clothes realized it too. And it just, things just zoom. You know, and so, you know, do these kids need, you know, school officials say, look, you know, you're going to need to cover it up, or, you know, that dress may not be deemed appropriate, or are we going to change our guidelines now on what is appropriate for dress? And a lot of girls now, if they consider themselves young women, they, you know, their chest is a part of their beauty. So then would it be considered chest shaming? So I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tuning in 1-877-DOG-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Timothy wants to know, what is the best way to naturally lower your blood pressure? So this is tricky. Blood pressure is one of those things where I think you have partial control, but then when you lose control, you really lose control. And the blood pressure component of your living is crucial because the blood pressure helps the blood, is part of that whole dynamic of your cardiovascular system where your blood gets pumped, gets to the tissues as it needs to. The tissues need to be able to have access to it without the hypoperfusion or the hyperperfusion, and it needs to take its time. It needs to do what it needs to, and it's actually a brilliant choreography for there to be the not only the pumping action but the perfusion action of tissues being able to absorb the oxygen it needs from the blood. You know, your lungs do so much. Your lungs bring in the air, but it really takes your blood that gets exposed to that oxygen and then carries it to the tissue. It's one of the most fantastically engineered systems. My son is an engineer, and, you know, he's always kind of considered medicine, and he, you know, definitely sees the blending. I never saw the two until I was in medical school, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen a plumbing system as well as a cardiovascular system. I've never seen a transporting system as well as you see with skin. And it's absolutely amazing. So in order for your tissues to get the oxygen they need, in order for the heart to pump, in order for the heart to also, the heart to tissue too, the heart needs to get the blood flow as well. Vessels provide blood to the heart. If the heart muscle doesn't get the blood that it needs, then it fails and then it can't pump. So everything has to be really tight. It just does. It's got to be tight. And as we age, we lose some of our tightness. All right? For those of us born, thank God, with everything working, we're very, very lucky. But then after a while, things might not work as well. You're not going to be the most finely tuned machine. Now, why is that? Why does your blood pressure start to change? Why does your diabetes and metabolism change? Why do things change? Well, it's because tissues change. You know, years and stamina and diet and aging and chromosomes. You know, nothing is designed to live forever. You would think the body, based on how it keeps you alive and fights infection and regenerates skin, could, like Wolverine, but at some point, it just doesn't. It just doesn't hold. And in fact, sometimes your system can hurt you. So the reason why blood pressure is so common, and I think close to half of Americans have at least some sort of elevated blood pressure, a third diagnosed with full-blown high blood pressure. It's pretty, of adults, it's a pretty common problem. But it makes sense because we are living longer these days, and a lot of things rely on, obviously, our cardiovascular system. That's our living. It relies on that. So when our blood pressure starts to fail, we could have serious side effects. Now, one of you asked me years ago, why don't we have more low blood pressure than high blood pressure? It's a great question. I don't know if we have an answer to that. I think there are a lot more things that seem to go wrong that could affect the blood pressure being higher than lower. You'll have low blood pressure if you bleed out. I mean, when people die, you know, their blood pressure does drop. Low blood pressure is more common than we think. It's just when blood pressure drops low, a lot of like super low, or just stop, then people die. So like when people are having heart attacks or horrible arrhythmias or strokes or things like that, and their blood pressure starts to drop, a lot of them don't live to tell about it. Now, some of us might walk around saying, oh yeah, you know, my blood pressure is a little bit low, you know, and then I have to eat salt. You do have people that walk around with hypotension, and then you have the orthostatic hypotension where people get up and then they feel weak and dizzy. So low blood pressure is common. It's just many people aren't walking around to talk about it. Those of us with high blood pressure, we just seem to be more common because we're around. And we've lived with high blood pressure. But high blood pressure causes blood vessels to burst. It causes issues with tissues absorbing the oxygen it needs. and it starts to weaken the body. It's one of the reasons why our body starts to weaken when we age. And then sometimes a blood vessel just pops, or you end up making a clot and you end up getting a stroke from your high blood pressure. So to lower your blood pressure, I mean, naturally, one is to find new parents, right? Because it's very, very genetic. I hate to say that, but I mean, in my family, everybody gets high blood pressure. It stinks. I mean, my blood pressure, thank God, is normal, but it is going to be very, you know, unfortunately very genetic. And then, the other thing to do is try to avoid things that raise your blood pressure. Right? So, you know, caffeine, drugs, stimulants, alcohol raises blood pressure, smoking raises blood pressure. So if you avoid things that increase your blood pressure, sodium, salt will increase your blood pressure. Then, you know, not getting enough sleep, because not getting enough sleep can also affect the blood pressure, not getting enough oxygen in your sleep. If you have sleep apnea and you don't get enough air and oxygen when you sleep, your blood pressure is going to be affected by that. And then, of course, you know, lowering stress, weight is a biggie. If you are overweight, that really strains your system. But what could you do naturally? Because that's what people want. They're like, you know, what can I do? What can I eat? Well, I like the berries. I think berries with the polyphenols, those are pretty good. The more colorful and less sweet and tart the berry, the better. Can you eat berries to lower your blood pressure like a blood pressure medication? Probably not. Eating foods rich in potassium, like fruits and vegetables, can do it. Calcium-rich foods can lower blood pressure. But, fish oil could help, whey protein, certain garlic extracts, hibiscus could help. We talked about fish oils. I don't know much about berberine, but I believe it increases your nitric oxide production, which helps dilate blood vessels, which could help decrease blood pressure. But another thing a lot of people don't do is magnesium. There's a lot of unfortunate magnesium deficiency in people's diets because they don't eat enough vegetables, dairy products, legumes, chicken, meat, etc. And then whole grains. So you need magnesium. Magnesium will help lower the blood pressure. But exercise. If you really want to lower your blood pressure, exercise. I know people think, well, if I up the heart rate, it's going to unfortunately cause my blood pressure to go up. Well, you don't have to do marathons yet, but the more you exercise, the more it helps your blood pressure. It increases flow. It helps you decrease weight, decrease your insulin resistance. So to sum up, exercise, cut your stress, sleep better, eat foods that are more rich in potassium, calcium, magnesium, eat your berries, avoid salt, which is a lot of our diets. Some of you might grab a sandwich at a Subway shop. It has salt. I mean, so many of our foods have salt. Cut your salt. I don't add salt to my food. We don't have salt shakers. We don't have salt in the house. But unfortunately, a lot of our processed foods have salt. So if you can avoid salt, then you avoid a lot of the water retention. But when it comes to high blood pressure, many times it is genetic. And if you do have to take a medication, you have to take a medication. Talk to your doctor about it. Good questions, guys. Keep coming. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.